Good morning, brethren. Hopefully you've all had a nice evening rest, and we're ready for another day of convention. I'd like to start with the opening with hymn number 109. I know no life divided.
Giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, fortitude. 2 Peter 1:5. One great difficulty with the Lord's people is that even when determined for a right course, and thus resisting the temptation, they do not take sufficiently positive action. Many say to the tempter, "I have concluded not to yield at this time." Thus they leave in their own minds an opportunity open by which the tempter may return. Our Lord's course was the proper one. We should dismiss the tempter once and forever. We should take our stand so firmly that even the adversary would not think it worthwhile to come back at us along that line. Leave me, adversary, I will worship and serve my God alone. 2 Peter 1:5, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue.
Thank you, Brother Bob. Something that is needful to keep in mind at all times, that how we approach the things that we're faced with does have an effect. We have to be confident at all times and absolute at all times. It's a matter that one cannot decide to do something for the moment. I'd like to continue with the use of hymn number 110.
Mm-hmm. not what awaits me, God kindly veils mine eyes, and every step of my onward way, He makes the saints to rise, and every joy He sends me come, a sweet and glad surprise. Where He may lead, I'll follow, my trust in Him repose, and every hour in perfect peace I'll sing, He knows, and every hour in perfect peace I'll sing, He knows, He knows. Step I see before me, 'tis all I need to see. The light of heaven more brightly shines when earth's illusions flee. And sweetly through the silence comes His loving follow me. Where He may lead, I'll follow, my trust in Him repose, and every hour in perfect peace I sing, He knows, and every hour in perfect peace I'll sing, He knows, He knows. This the lack of knowledge, 'tis blessed not to know. He holds me with His own right hand and will not let me go. And calls my troubled soul to rest in Him who loves me so. Where He may lead, I'll follow, my trust in Him repose, and every hour in perfect peace I'll sing, He knows, He knows, and every hour in perfect I'll sing, He knows, He knows. On I go, not knowing, I would not if I might. I'd rather walk in the dark with God than go alone in the light. I'd rather walk by faith with Him than go alone by sight. Where He may lead, I'll follow, my trust in Him repose, and every hour in perfect peace I'll sing, He knows, He knows, and every hour in perfect peace I'll sing, He knows, He knows, He knows, He knows, He knows.
And to read the morning resolve this morning, you've asked Brother Tim Davis from Los Angeles if he would read it, please.
My morning resolve. My earliest thoughts or desire shall be, what shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord for grace to help. I will pay my vows unto the Most High. Psalms 116:12-14. Remembering the divine call, gather my saints together unto me, those who have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. Psalms 50:5. I resolve that by the Lord's assistance and grace, I will today, as a saint of God, fulfill my vows, continuing the work of sacrificing the flesh and its interests, that I may attain unto the heavenly inheritance and joint heirship with my Redeemer. I will strive to be simple and sincere toward all. I will seek not to please and honor self, but the Lord. I will be careful to honor the Lord with my lips, that my words may be unctuous and blessed to all. I will seek to be faithful to the Lord, the truth, the brethren, with all with whom I have to do, not only in great matters, but also in the little things of life. Trusting myself to divine care and the providential overruling of all my interests for my highest welfare, I will seek not only to be pure in heart, but to repel all anxiety, all discontent, all discouragement. I will neither murmur nor repine at what the Lord's providence may permit, because faith can firmly trust him, come what may.
Thank you. We'd like to use Brother Richard Doctor's opening hymn for the next hymn. It's hymn number 20, Awake My Soul. And during the hymn, I'd like, Brother Peter's already moving. Thank you, Brother Peter.
Come on, Robin.
Awake, my soul, stretch every nerve and press with vigor on. Our heavenly race demands our zeal and an immortal crown. And an immortal crown. A cloud of witnesses around hold thee in full survey. Forget the steps already trod, and onward urge thy way, and onward urge thy way. There's God's all animating voice that calls thee from on high. 'Tis his own hand presents the prize to thine aspiring eye, to thine aspiring eye. Yet prize with peerless glory bright, with thee, O Lord, will gain. When earth's great monarch shall have lost their glory and their fame, their glory and their fame. Let a Savior introduced by thee, our race have we begun. and crowned with victory at thy feet, we'll lay our trophies down. We'll lay our trophies down.
We've asked Brother Peter Morrow of the Los Angeles, yes, Los Angeles class to open up today with a word of prayer and to open with a blessing upon Brother Richard as he starts his discourse. Brother Peter.
Our dear Heavenly Father, we are so very thankful for this new day before us, for this opportunity to gather together and study thy word in order to learn more of thee, Father. We're thankful for our brethren here, those in person, those who are attending through the internet. We pray a blessing upon our brethren throughout the world. We ask a special blessing upon Brother Richard as he speaks to us this morning. May you guide his lips and his thoughts, dear Lord, that the words he speaks would be pleasing to you and uplifting to one another. We pray for your continued guidance through the remainder of this day. We pray a blessing upon our brethren throughout the world. We thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Brother Richard has his title up there, Pergamos, a black horse and a star called Wormwood. So with that, we'll turn the podium over to Brother Richard.